also the ways in which the private sector can actually move us forward. I also want to present some trend data just to lay the groundwork on how hospitals are currently sharing data with patients and other care providers. Very quickly, the regulatory landscape is complex, to say the least. And the AHA recently worked with Manat Health to conduct a study measuring the impact of regulations in just 9 areas, including health IT and meaningful use. So those red boxes are the areas where we studied the regulations. And what we found is that across those 9 areas, hospitals are spending $39 billion collectively on the non-clinical aspects of regulation, where it's reporting and making sure that your EHR is certified, et cetera. That's bringing together your FTEs, your consultants, your technology purchases, et cetera. So that's $7.6 million per hospital. But when you take that down to per admission, it's $1,200 per patient admission, which if we care about affordable health care, this may be a place where we might be able to bring costs down. And I really just wanted to bring this up because health IT and meaningful use was one of those 9 areas. And if you see that little circle, it was the third most burdensome of the 9 areas, following behind Medicare conditions of participation and the billing and coding requirements. And the average hospital is spending $760,000 complying with meaningful use and related regulations. So that's not to say that all regulation is bad. I think it's absolutely true that the meaningful use program got us to a place where we have the ubiquitous technology that Chris referred to. It's just a question of regulatory drivers versus non-regulatory drivers, and at what point do we use regulation versus market-driven approaches to get us to interoperability. So we've had some regulatory drivers. I think we have a few more coming. But we also have non-regulatory drivers. I'm sure you all can think of others. These are the ones that I came up with. Doctors absolutely want the information for care. I think we've probably all seen physicians whip out their cell phones to find the information that they couldn't get any other way. Patient engagement is increasingly important, and that's a push and a pull, right? Consumers are demanding it as much as healthcare providers see the benefits of it. They're engaged in research and would like to make that happen more quickly. So interoperability is important there. New models of care require much more granular exchange of data. So we have these private payer relationships that drive healthcare providers to want to find more efficient ways to share information. And some of those new partnerships, right? Obviously, partnering with Apple is something that those healthcare systems are showing their interest in ensuring that information can flow and flow more efficiently and more effectively. And I use those words all the time, efficient and effective information exchange. It's not just the goal of sharing information at any cost, but we want to share it efficiently and for the right purpose, so efficiently and effectively. And finally, the idea of addressing social determinants. I was in a National Academy of Medicine meeting that was fascinating, thinking exactly about this issue of how do you leverage health IT platforms to, for example, share clinical information with Meals on Wheels after a patient is discharged, or be able to bring to the care provider all of the housing options for someone who's been in the ER 6 times and clearly does not have a home. And so all of these things are non-regulatory drivers of information sharing, and my hope would be that we can leverage both the regulatory and the non-regulatory drivers to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of information exchange. The next few slides are really just a level set on how hospitals are sharing data, and I really want to recognize our partnership with ONC. They've been a great partner in supporting and helping us design this survey, which we've been doing annually for more than 10 years now. And I'll also recognize Julia Adler-Milstein, who's been a great research partner in using this data. But as you can see from this slide, we've really gotten to pretty ubiquitous sharing of health information with patients, at least through a portal. And so we are at 93% of hospitals reporting that they have a portal where patients can view their health information online. Slightly less have enabled the capacity to download that information, but we still have more than 4 out of 5 who are doing that and also allowing consumers to designate a caregiver to designate to access information on the patient's behalf. So this is really an area where we've got kind of the basics in place, and it is a question of enabling APIs and other ways to increase that access securely, of course. It's not just, though, the regulatory requirements. Those of you steeped in meaningful use will recognize that some of those portal functions are regulatory requirements. So we see that regulatory push. But we also have ways in which healthcare providers are saying, you know what, we're in a digital economy. We're going to make it easier for our patients to engage with us electronically. So none of these things on this slide are actually regulatory requirements, but they're becoming quite common. Requesting refills for prescriptions, scheduling appointments, paying bills, securely messaging with providers. I'll just note that in this data, we do not distinguish between acute care and ambulatory care, so some of this may well be enabled for ambulatory care providers who are part of a system, particularly things like scheduling appointments, and some of it may be for acute care as well. So thinking about sharing with other care providers, and again here we're a little bit back into the regulatory space. This is data on the ability to share a clinical care or a summary of care record, which is part of the Meaningful Use Program. And I do want to distinguish, I think the care providers in the room would be upset if I didn't distinguish between the ability to do it, yes, we're doing it, versus the utility of doing it. Does it give information to the clinician that they actually want and can use in providing care? We're getting pretty close on that first, am I doing what I'm told to do? But we're pretty far away, I think, from actually having useful and usable data that's delivered in a clinician's workflow. So I won't get into this, but it just shows that we're now able to share data both with other care providers in a given system and with care providers outside of that system. However, sharing health information is hard. And this is just one piece of the barrier data that's in our survey. And this is specific to the barriers that's experienced when you're trying to send, receive, or find patient information. It's really focused on that care summary. And we see that more than a third report that recipients of a care summary find the information isn't useful. I think it's interesting that the share reporting that increased over the 3 years of 2014 to 2016, which is when more and more folks were doing it. And so this is a problem that's growing, not shrinking, and needs to be addressed. The second then is that cumbersome workflow. Yes, I can do it, but boy, it's not efficient and it's not easy. And third, this sort of bugaboo, can't match or identify patients between systems. Again, this is growing as we share more information, and it is something that will probably take both a policy approach and a private sector commitment to address. And then the final barrier here is quite big. About half of folks say it's just harder to exchange information across different vendor platforms than it is to share information across participants with the same vendor. So I just wanted to do a little level set with this, but I think what this tells us is We are moving forward. We did have a sort of regulatory push with meaningful use, but perhaps it's time now for some private sector leadership to get into the optimization phase and ensure that the next steps are actually moving us toward information that's usable and useful rather than simply shared.
Thank you, Chantel. Mickey?